Attention! Newspaper report. Food kitchen of the lockout 1913. The Irish Times, 29th September 1913. While the food was being delivered, the queue of workers waiting grew longer and longer. There were all sorts of people waiting, men, women, and children. There they stood quietly until enough food was brought into the kitchen at Liberty Hall to give out to the people of Dublin City. This happened at around 3:45 in the afternoon. The gate of the yard beside the food kitchen was opened. The crowd wanted to enter the kitchen so badly that for a short while they blocked this entrance. A double queue was then formed and the people were let in one by one. In the yard, they handed over their food tickets to the people in charge and entered the food kitchen. It was here that they got their portion of food. Then they left the store through an exit at the other end. On the other side of the barriers stood workers, assistants who gave up half their day to give out bread, potatoes and groceries. These assistants gave £20 weight of food to each person. Men and women who had children received a bag of potatoes, a loaf of bread, a parcel of butter, sugar, tea, jam, fish and biscuits.